Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Just Be Curious, comes from the audio program Coming Closer to Ourselves, Making Everything the Path of Awakening, with author and teacher Pema Chodron. Mitchell Klute, a producer at Sounds True, edited this program from archival materials originally recorded in Berkeley, California. Here is what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
In this selection, Pema works her usual magic, taking a subject that could be heady and conceptual, and instead making it eminently approachable. The topic is the five skandhas: form, sensation, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. Essentially, a five-step process by which the ego is created and maintained. Simply by being curious, she teaches, by becoming aware of the gaps in our thinking, we can begin to see our tendencies, for, against, good, bad, culminating in the full-blown screenplay we call my life. By letting go of our certainties, our strongly held concepts, and strong emotions, Pema says we can begin to let the storyline go and approach the felt quality of every moment. Becoming intimate with this actual moment of being is a lifetime training, an inexhaustible practice.
You can download this entire program, Coming Closer to Ourselves, Making Everything the Path of Awakening, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Just Be Curious, with author Pema Chodron.
If the basic teachings of the Buddha could be brought down to one wonderful instruction, it's just be curious. Just notice your for and againsts without then trying to clean up your act. The power is in seeing. The power is in the honesty, and then combined with some kind of kindness and compassion for yourself and others. The power is in the seeing, not in trying to change. As Rinpoche says, if you don't like, they're just making the whole walls stronger. That's the struggle. I see my aversion, I've got to clean this up. Bad. This is bad. No, to just say, basically, to just see. That's what makes us kinder, more decent, more honest. That's what begins to dissolve prejudices. No struggling to try to get rid of them, but just to see them. Not justifying them, not being ashamed of them, which is easier said than done. But that is the power of this teachings of curiosity and inquisitiveness. So we're only at the third skanda, which is called form. First one is form, it's just self and other. Second is feeling, which I'm describing as this kind of inherent struggle or tension. The third is already, you see, it's starting to get more and more solid. For, against, and neutral strategies, that's called form, feeling, perception. Rinpoche also calls it impulse, right? Impulse. And then the next is concept. And now we're really familiar with this. The for and against begin to have like little, this spot is comfortable and I feel safe here. When I smell that thing, that's a bad place. I shouldn't go there. This person is I can just tell by the way they look that they're up to no good. They're a bad person. They're a threatening person. And we begin to say, I like it, I don't like it, I want it, I don't want it. It's pure, it's impure, it's wrong, it's right, it's safe, it's not safe. And so the whole thing of self and other is getting stronger. The whole thing of for and against is getting stronger. We're beginning to back it up with concept. So form, feeling, impulse, perception, then concept, and then finally consciousness, which Rinpoche says is where we actually start with meditation, is to look at thoughts and emotion with this unbiased, non-judgmental attitude that I'm calling curiosity, or inquisitiveness, unbiased, non-judgmental attitude. And in case it isn't clear, that's what's really being cultivated in meditation. That's why when thoughts come up, you don't call them good or bad, right or wrong. You just say, they're just thoughts. And you let them go because you're training in an unbiased, non-judgmental attitude towards whatever arises in your mind. And you're providing the space when you sit down to see and notice and be mindful of whatever arises. But then you let the, basically you let the concepts and the conscious, the thoughts and emotions about it, as best you can, you let them go and come back to some kind of openness, and then, of course, the thoughts and emotions continue. So this is a description, the skandhas, of what we take to be how it is. This is how it is. When I say a solid identity, this is a description of how it happens. It just starts with something which is actually hard to understand because it's so profound, which is that actually we are part of a whole. We are not separate. But that part is very hard, I mean, you know, to actually have as an experience, although people do have that experience. And Rinpoche says we have it every time there's like a gap or a fresh moment. Every time mind is like, you know, that's that. Or when the, when there's a loud noise or the bell rings or the phone rings or something that stops your mind, there are these gaps all the time of non-dual experience. But in terms of actual experience, we can feel the tension. We can become much more curious and begin to see really clearly the for and against and the neutral. And then how we start saying yes, no, good, bad, it gets more enriched. And then full-blown worlds, full-blown fantasies, full-blown storylines, operettas, you know, librettos, you know, screenplays called My Life. And as we know, we get completely hooked with those thoughts and emotions. And they are reality as far as we're concerned. So this whole teaching on impermanence, egolessness, and suffering, and the teaching on skandhas and the six realms, this is saying we could begin to shake the foundations of our complacency, our certainty about all of this, and really become curious about all this. Notice, be curious about our for and against, our strongly held concepts and our ongoing overlapping thoughts backed up by strong emotions. Train in this very difficult process of letting the storyline go and move closer to the actual felt quality of the moment. And that is a non-dual experience. Joko Beck teaches the same way. And in an article I was reading recently, she was talking about in just the felt quality of experience, like moving, becoming more intimate with the energy of the moment. And someone said to her, what does that have to do with Buddhism? And she said, that's actually what a non-dual experience is, moving closer rather than the struggling against or pushing away or grasping. You see? So I'm trying to give a kind of a, it isn't easy, but it is doable as a path, you know, like as something that you could work with for the rest of your life, moving closer to the becoming intimate with this actual moment of being, how it feels in the body, how it actually is before all the... it's basically you sit with the tension. It's basically what you do that the duality causes. But you keep moving closer into it. And the for and against you can't exactly let go either, but you become very aware of that. And you're moving into it more, you see? Sort of like, what does for and against smell like? What does for and against taste like? It's, you don't ask those questions exactly, but it's like diving into for and against rather than trying to get rid of for and against. Do you see the difference? So in terms of the six realms, there's two readings. One was optional, but just you can read those again. They're like, as he says, I think that's the best description, styles of imprisonment. Basically, they are just descriptions of where we are at every day of our life. We're like stuck someplace in a whole reality that we take as monolithic, and it's all based on struggle. So this is encouragement, these basic teachings of the Buddha, to go just slow down, move closer to yourself, and actually train for the rest of your life in finding out how to go right into the heart of this moment rather than struggle against it.